This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden has pledged the full support of the United States as Israeli officials work to steady their country after a series of deadly attacks by Hamas. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Jewish state is now at war and Hamas will pay a heavy price. I'm Jackie Quinn.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk called for an immediate stop to violence in Israel and Gaza. UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Liz Throssell spoke for Turk via video conference from Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk is shocked and appalled at reports this morning that hundreds, possibly thousands of indiscriminate rockets have been fired by Palestinian armed groups into Israel. He's also deeply concerned at reports that Israeli civilians have been taken hostage. Civilians must never be the target of attacks. The High Commissioner is calling for an immediate stop to the violence and appealing to all sides and key countries in the region to de-escalate, to avoid further bloodshed.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and find additional stories at voanews.com.